And hello, everybody. Everybody, hello, and welcome to We Synced It. Yes, this is a weekly podcast that focuses on all the movies, TV, and the entertainment in between. I am one of your hosts, Pat.
And this is Kev.
This is Josh.
And how is everybody doing today? Thank you. You're far too kind. How's everybody doing on this music festival week in Florida Day? How's everybody doing?
I'm particularly happy that they got rained out first night. Saturday night was just nothing but shitty weather. Kind of reminds you of like a legitimate fire festival type of deal. It's like, oh, all these, you know, people flying in from all around the world to attend this dumb event and they get rained out.
I thought it was kind of like, what was that? MTV?
Woodstock 99?
Woodstock 99 kind of thing. That's what I thought.
Or 96?
That's what I thought was going to happen. I thought people were just going to start playing in the mud, but I realized that, no, this is South Florida, so some of the people who go to Ultra, most of the people who go to Ultra are kind of pretentious, right. So they're not going to want to wet their shoes or get their clothes wet, nope. Kind of shit. So they're not going to play in mud.
No, they're all going to be like huddled on top of like little cobblestones, you know, like the yeah. high points, and they're just going to stand there. Mm-hmm. Is that what ended up happening?
No, man, they it was a thunderstorm warning.
Oh, shit.
No, they also got a tornado warning, too.
Tornado warning, yeah.
Bro, God doesn't want it happening.
Yeah, so it was, but I didn't see any, all the videos that I saw of that event, I didn't see any thunder take place over there. There was thunder lightning around my house, but there was, we didn't get no, like, a tornado warning or any of that stuff.
Well, keep in mind that Ultra is just that weekend. Everything throughout the whole week, it's Miami Music Week. Yeah. So it's kind of like Art Walk and Art Basel, where Art Basel is the weekend, but Art Walk is like the whole week. So like, yeah, there are other places that also held concerts throughout the week. And they were the lucky ones because since they did it during the week, it was like no rain.
Yeah.
And then Ultra, which is supposed to be the Super Bowl of the whole thing, they end up getting rained out.
It was so fucking dry the whole week.
The weather, I was going to say it was beautiful.
Yeah.
The weather previous to that.
Yeah. And that the weather day. Today.
Yeah. So fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it is, right?
it's
one crazy. Band just came through, ruined everybody's plans.
Yeah. Dude, did you
welcome
see,
to Florida.
Did you see the fucking map on Friday? It was like that shit just came in with, it was like it bought tickets too. Like, it was nothing but cloud. It was cloudy that whole fucking Friday. It was the weirdest. And I totally forgot about the, like, Ultra was going on.
So did I. I totally forgot about it.
Until you started seeing that people were like, oh, yeah, they got a notice and they had to say, yeah, tornado watch. So they have to leave. I'm like, damn, that sucks. People bought, like...
Why don't they do the festival in, like, a massive building versus this open field thing?
Maybe air conditioned. Maybe not a building. You know, maybe a hangar. Maybe like a hangar.
Yeah, a hangar. Why do they keep on doing it in this open field shit?
But it's a big event. I don't know if we have a space that big.
Really?
Yeah. And with all the lighting and the pyrotechnics and all that, right. I think it has to be outside.
But it... I mean,
it's horrible, man. Like when any kind of festival, when you do it outside, you're literally at the weather's bitch, man. Like you are.
Well, especially down here in Florida.
Yeah.
Like if you did it like in the Midwest, like you're fine. You probably get some tornado. You probably will get some tornado warnings, yeah.
But 90% of the chance, you're gonna be fine.
So this is the crazy thing about this is that Ultra has. This is the second time they had to cancel Ultra. The first time they did it was. During COVID, because if you recall, in 2020, COVID, we had to go on lockdown in March, and that's exactly, it was like the same week that Ultra was happening. So when they canceled it, they don't give you refunds. They were like, oh, well, you know, we're going to reimburse you for future Ultra events kind of thing. So you can use your tickets on the next Ultra. I'm not sure if they had it last year or not, but, you know, guarantee they had it this year, so it would suck a lot if you let me use my coupon tickets on this right here, and then you use it on the Friday in this whole weekend, and then you find out that they canceled that shit. Bro, I would never want to come down.
That's non-refundable.
Yeah, but bro, I'm never coming down to Miami again. I hope people have that same kind of feeling because it's like twice I got fucked by this Ultra event. Trying to dance. I just want to do a shuffle. I just want to do the shuffle and some grass. That's all I want to do, but I can't.
You guys remember like a few years ago, or maybe it was a while ago, there were these kids were having parties where it was like headphone parties where they all like tune into the Wi-Fi. Is that still happening now?
No, that was a dumb fad. That was a short-lived
trend,
and it was really dumb. Yes, it was.
What a dumb fad.
It was really stupid.
But I feel like that would catch on for old people. I feel like it would catch on, though, for old people. You know what I'm saying? And by old people, I mean us.
I feel like it would catch on with us. Dude, when I go to a party, I want to dance with someone, and I want to talk to them. I want to flirt with them. How do you do that with headphones on? They can't hear what you're saying.
True. You take the headphones off, and you have a nice conversation.
But then you can't hear the music.
You could have...
No, I want music in the background.
I saw a TikTok where I guess they must have had like a dance party that had... it was that same kind of concept with the headphones on, but it was for Taylor Swift music. And, you know, you hear everybody singing Taylor Swift music, and then you just see this one guy coming around singing, "I get knocked down, I got a buggy." He's walking right through the camera. And I'm like, I know he can't be listening to the same song, but I think he was, but he know that the person was recording, so he just starts singing a different song that everybody else is singing. It was pretty fucking funny. They do that on cruises, by the way.
They made fun of that on Atlanta. There was an episode of Atlanta where like one of his friends who's a DJ was DJing a headphone party. And he's like talking shit about all the people that were there. He's like, "You guys are fucking idiots." And he's saying all this shit, but they can't hear him. And he's just like insulting all the people. And I think someone made a request and he's like, "Yo, it's a playlist. I'm not even actually doing anything." Like,
dude, I always want to know what those DJs are doing, man. Because like,
it's
I never request the work, man. I never request the song.
A lot of DJs nowadays don't. They don't allow it. They'll literally have a sign like, "I will not take requests." And that's how you know that it's a playlist.
That's already pre-programmed.
If you go to Glitch, their DJs, they don't take requests. And the thing is, one of the DJs plays the music video, so that means it's already programmed. Like, he already has it timed up. If you ask a request, he's not going to have the music video ready to play. So that's why...
Okay, that makes sense. That makes... No, actually, it doesn't make sense, because there's a music video for everything you can just find on YouTube. You just look for the music video.
But like, if the ad pops up and kind of ruins the experience.
Then, like, subscribe to YouTube. If an ad pops up, but subscribe to it.
That's a good point.
Subscribe to YouTube.
Yeah, but damn, then you just watch it and not even have to worry about that
shit. I don't know, man. I used to like where when DJs used to actually mix on the spot kind of shit. There's a DJ who I follow on
TikTok.
That's
a different talent, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's a different talent.
No. It's a talent. And a lot of these guys don't have it.
Thank you. It is a talent. It is a talent.
That's what a DJ is supposed to be.
It is a talent. I agree.
Yeah, man, because
being
able to
know the tempo and blending it.
Yeah, I follow a DJ who, what you call it, like he said things that I see as a DJ, and all he does is just like he scopes out the vibe of the people, and then he said that I'll test out a track. You know, I put like a little snippet of the next song, and if I see people like or something like that, he said then you know I'll just blend it into this one like that. And it's amazing, man. Just to see how they fucking like just they pope they see what people are into. Say, "Oh, you know, these people are kind of like, you know, late 20s, early 30s. They'd probably be into this kind of shit." And boom, and he'll just play that shit. And it's an amazing way to move a fucking crowd. You can probably cause like a riot, man, if you play the right song. But the fact that they just have things just queued up and what they're doing just on their phone, just lowering and raising the volume, probably putting some more treble in it.
Yeah.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah. Senoritas wasn't mixing shit. We would ask for a song and he would just hit play, but like the song would just stop and then the next song would start. There was no mixing or blending at all. And that guy got paid for that.
And you know what's crazy about that shit? It's like even Spotify allows you to... Like, would you like some type of fade?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
How much fade would you want? Would you like some 5 seconds, 2 seconds? Hell, you can even do 15 seconds of a fade in from one song to another, which is crazy, by the way. But some people could do that shit.
Yeah, I would forget I was even playing music. What the hell is going on? Oh. 15 seconds fade out, dude? I'd forget.
I hope that dude comes had ad-free. Yeah, ad-free, because, you know, if you have the ads on there, you're automatically just going to play an ad right in between, like three songs kind of shit, which is like fucking rough.
Right.
Man.
And as you guys can see at home, we've got some special edition popcorn vessels from, are they both from Regal? I know this one was from the Ghost Trap from Regal. That's from Regal as well. Nah. Or Cinemark.
Cinemark. That's from exactly Cinemark. What it is.
Yeah. And the reason why we have these on after the podcast, we're actually going to go check out Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which we're excited to see. I think everyone has seen the trailers, right?
Yeah.
Everyone. So what do you guys, what are you guys expecting and what do you guys want to see in the movie? I only want to see one thing, and I'm going to be disappointed if I don't see it. Mm. Rick Moranis.
Oh, man.
That's all I want to see.
Really?
Is a comeback. He gave up on acting.
Like, I know, because his wife.
He left the industry, but if he makes a cameo, I'm going to be like, there we go. That's it.
Damn, he did make a cameo on that TV show, the Goldbergs. He made a cameo as Darth Helmet? Darth Helmet. Made a cameo as that guy, and I was like, oh shit, that was pretty dope. But damn, that is something that we really want to see. Now I'm trying to think what I want to see.
And ever since he got punched in New York City for just like walking down the street, I'm like, nah man, he deserves his day, dude.
You know what, you know what's crazy about that? Everybody in New York who made like TikToks and Instagram video being like, yo man, we're sorry. Like everybody was like, yo, we're sorry man. Whoever that dude is, man, we catch him, bro. We're gonna deal with him. If you could just hit that button, Cebu play, sir. Senoritas. I'm trying to think, Josh. What you got, man? What you got?
I can't stop thinking about senoritas, Patrick.
You want to see some senoritas in Ghostbusters?
I hope so. I would love that, actually.
Well, Annie Potts, the woman that is gonna play Janine. Is back. Man. The receptionist.
For some reason, I was always really attracted to her. I don't know why.
No, she was hot, dude. Do not deny your feelings, man. Especially in part two, man.
She blossomed in part two.
Yeah.
She got a
personality was amazing. That's what he's talking about. Her personality
beautiful
was
eyes.
Like, what the
beautiful
fuck?
Eyes.
Personalities were crazy, man.
No, what I'm looking forward to is you know, Bill Murray's character dying to save everybody.
That is.
You think he's the Tony Stark?
I hope so. I hope he bows out gracefully, and then they continue. Who's the new comedian?
The new class?
Is it Adam, what? Adam Scott? No.
Oh, Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. Yeah, I think he's good. I think all the kids, that's going to be great. I think this is going to be a really good sequel to the first one that they did.
They're planning on doing a couple more after this, and
cool.
They're thinking about doing an animated movie and an animated TV show.
That's good, man. I know. I always liked Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to the fucking, the ghost machine, man.
The Ecto-1?
Whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, the Ecto-1.
Yeah, that badass fucking hearse.
I was reading that they drew inspiration from the cartoon show. So the movie is like, It's inspired by the real Ghostbusters TV show. That it's supposed to feel like a long episode from the cartoon show.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I am looking forward to. I want to see if they're really going to turn this Ghostbuster thing into Ghostbusters Inc. Like they're going to have like different boroughs and like different like an actual fire department kind of thing. You know, like they have a fire department in Chicago and Miami and all these other different kind of places. Because it makes, I realized that it makes perfect sense for Ghostbusters to be in, like, their station to be in a fire department, because what they're doing is, like, preventing ghosts from happening. And what do fire departments do? They prevent fires kind of shit. So it makes perfect sense for them to do that. And, by the way, that building, I think it's Fire Station 8, which is the official building of the Ghostbusters, was going to get torn down in, like, 2018.
Wow.
And then people petitioned, and, I mean, they stood outside to fucking prevent that from happening, which they succeeded. But the fact that they were just like, yeah, we're just going to tear it down for, like, a Starbucks or something was pretty fucked up.
A couple cool things that I noticed from the trailer, they got, like, new traps. In the last movie, they introduced the little RC car that had the trap. Now they got drones.
Those are not even new traps, man. Those are traps that Egon made 20, 30 years ago.
Fucking Egon.
So they just brought, like, he said, oh shit, let me just, like, he just popped it out. The fucking thing about the what's that, the suicide seat?
Yeah.
That it just spins out, and oh my God, bro, what was he thinking? What was this guy thinking?
He was thinking
bro?
About war,
he
dude.
He was thinking everything, dude.
He was thinking Mad Max.
I'm like, holy shit,
well,
man.
Well, I mean, like, think about it. He was the only one that was fighting a whole army that was coming through the other side, dude. Right?
Yeah.
What the hell was the Gozer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Dozer.
Yeah. Dude, Gozer. The fact that he brought that up. Hey, you know what? I have to admit, for a car that is like 40 years old, that Ecto-1 can move, man. That shit takes corners nice. For that,
it drifts, man.
Yeah, dude.
I've never seen a hearse drift.
Yeah, dude. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ, that shit
moves,
man.
It's a wide swing.
Yeah, it is. It is, but it's a nice. It's nice.
You know, that shit's taking out fucking mailboxes and just easy, just clean.
I mean, it's the weight on top, right? Though. It's a caddy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it's the weight on top that they have. I don't know. What
yeah, it's top heavy.
Yeah, it's top heavy. So it's like, geez. And it's kind of, it's low to the ground, but it's top heavy because it has all that shit on there. But man, that thing, like, I would love to drive something like that because I think it would be like driving a fucking boat. Steering wheel's got to be like big as fucking.
Yeah, and there's no power steering on that either. That's all fucking yanking that shit. Like a fucking boat.
Yeah.
Man. Really,
oh my God, bro. Yeah. That's I'm really looking forward to it. I'm gonna get my nostalgia kick watching this. That's why I'm really looking forward to it.
This is gonna be like my fix until Stranger Things comes out, whenever that's gonna be.
2026.
That's how I'm kinda treating this whole thing. Cause right now, nothing really super
family ghostly kind of thing.
No, like superhuman. Like, I mean, not superhuman.
Supernatural.
Supernatural, thank you. Yeah, nothing's really happening right now.
No, like, there's that movie that you almost had a chance to see, but you couldn't see it.
Oh, my
it.
God, dude.
Immaculate. That's a supernatural. Is it supernatural? What would you call that?
Yeah, it's supernatural. It's dealing with, like, the Antichrist and all that shit.
It's their take on Rosemary's Baby.
So Immaculate came out, but it's surprisingly getting a lot of good reviews. Yeah. They're saying that the second half of the movie is something that you're not expecting. And I went yesterday, no, not yesterday, Friday night, I went to go check it out. And I went to this theater where we saw Black Panther, where it was like no air conditioning. And then they put us in another theater that also had no air conditioning. So I went, once again, no air conditioning. It is certified that is the worst theater in the world. That theater that's down
Why
the street
would they
from
not
here.
Just buy some portable ACs and just hook them up?
Or just demolish the fucking thing and make a brand new theater, because that theater it hasn't been updated in forever. Like, and then I'm sitting in the theater getting ready to watch this movie.
That's so sad, Kevin.
And I notice a couple rows ahead of me, there's chairs covered in plastic. And I'm like, why are those chairs covered in plastic? And when I look up at the ceiling, there's a big hole in the ceiling. Apparently there was like a leak or whatever.
Shut the fuck up. They have mold.
And I'm sitting there waiting. And, you know, the trailers, all right, cool. And then all of a sudden the movie's about to start and it starts raining outside. And, bro, it starts pouring inside the theater on top of those plastic chairs. And I couldn't focus on the movie because of the raindrops. The light was the light from the projector is reflecting off of the rain. So I just see, like,
sparkles
shimmering. And I'm and all you hear is on the chairs. Like, it was rain. Bro, it was like a waterfall coming down. And I'm like, and nobody else.
Why would they have left that theater open?
Exactly. And, yo, nobody else moved. I was the only person like, yo, nobody else feels bothered by this. And then, of course, there's a dude next to me who's like cursing out loud because there's a family in the back talking at full volume. And I was just like, all of that combined, bro, the opening credits, the logo of the production company was coming up. I got up and walked out. I was like, I'm not going to be able to enjoy this. Can't focus on the screen because all I see is rain. I can't hear the movie because all I hear is rain. Like, I got up and at the opening credits, so I didn't get to see the movie.
Yeah,
but I was able to buy
it refunded, right?
No, I used my movie pass. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just try it again or whatever. But as I was walking out, I saw they were selling that at the concession stand.
Awesome.
I was like, all right, I'll just buy that.
Crazy, crazy, insane, cool.
But I do. I think we should attempt to go watch the movie, but just at a different theater. I really do want to see it, and it's with Sydney Sweeney, man. I think she's our generation's Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. I got nothing to say about that. Like, I agree with you. There's been a lot of like, oh man, she's amazing, and I get it. I recently seen Euphoria, and I get it. I get it. But Marilyn Monroe, I gotta watch Marilyn Monroe, see if she can act or not.
She can act.
She can act? I gotta see that.
Yeah, for a brunette who dyes her hair blonde. Yes.
I gotta definitely see that. Yeah, I'll give Sweeney that.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's cute. Mm. Yeah.
Damn, man. Yeah, our version of Marilyn Monroe.
Well, I mean, Marilyn Monroe, she's such a distant iconic figure. Like, what kid nowadays is like, oh my God, Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
They think of Marilyn Monroe, they're like, oh, she's a nice lady.
Well, when we were in college in like early 2010s, there was a lot of people who were talking about Marilyn Monroe and what's the other
Betty
one?
Page, yeah.
Not Betty Page. I don't even know who the
fuck. No, you don't know who's Betty Page is, man?
No one from our generation was talking about Betty
guys,
Page.
Look at Betty Page.
No, what's our the dads other? Were talking about Betty Page.
What the
Dude, you guys want to talk about...
Well, he threw out that name. I'm like, what the hell? No, what's her name? What, not the, Marilyn Monroe and sure the other one from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, Audrey
Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn.
Like, you know, there was a lot of people who were talking about them. And it was like, yeah, you know. And I'm like, man, there's a lot more... there's a lot more modern women out here who are like...
But who would, from our generation, like, yes, we were comparing to those old stars.
Oh, okay. I've seen her before.
Of course you have.
She's the, like, the pinnacle view of what the pinup look.
Yeah. She was the original.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rockabilly look. Yeah. That's the rockabilly with the bangs.
But yeah. From our generation, I think like someone that we just like idolized as like a sex icon would it have been like Pamela Anderson? Like she was like the biggest one.
Yeah. Yeah, Pamela Anderson for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Pamela Anderson. Mm-hmm. Who was the other?
I had a thing for Tina Turner when I was a little kid, like hardcore dog.
Valid.
Tina Turner. Whitney Houston had. This is crazy.
Okay. Go for it. Barbara Streisand.
No.
Thank God, Pat. I'm glad you're coming out of the closet.
No, Pat Benatar.
Okay.
I had a thing for her. Like, yo, to this day.
Damn, but that was like early childhood.
To this day, bro. Even to this day, like when I find myself once a month listening to that song, Crimson and Clovers, just because the way that she sings it, bro.
And I'm but you're going deeper. You're going like I'm being superficial as shit as like the looks.
That's superficial.
You're going
to
like the art and the talent and that's. That's how you know Pat's a great guy, listen, man. Pat's a gem in the rough, man.
I'm in love with this woman. That's what Pat's saying.
I'm in love with her brain and her talent.
Yeah, man. Her brain is just like so, you know.
The conversations we have.
Her singing skills. That's great.
I'm like, yeah.
I was thinking more maybe like Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
Carmen Electra.
Yeah, she was another one,
She was definitely one of my top faves. And then... Unfortunately, our generation.
McCarthy, too?
McCarthy?
Jenny McCarthy. Jenny McCarthy,
yeah. And she was funny. She had that sense of humor, which made her hotter.
Mm. And big teeth.
Yeah. She did have fucking big teeth. Oh, my God. I did not fucking notice that shit.
Big teeth.
My big teeth.
She was, what was the name of that game show that she was on MTV that she was like the.
It
was like a dating show.
Yeah, it was dating. It was definitely dating. Heartbeat? No. Not Heartbeat, that's the name of a college thing. Lucy Liu was another favorite.
Singled Out.
Yes, that's
Singled
what it
out.
Was.
Singled Out.
Dude, I have to admit, this is not nothing new. MTV in the 90s, their reality TV shows, even their game shows, were so fucking, like, good that it spilled out into like other channels.
Yeah.
Like they had singled out, they had that fucking Next show. That man, dude. You could talk to anybody, but I would never be on that fucking show, though.
But you still watch the hell out of it.
You still watch it because that shit was, yo, if they did not give you therapy after you were on that show, dog, they are basically, they're your downfall, man.
Trauma bonding. Because,
bro, I remember seeing people just get off that bus and just be like, next. And they'd be like, oh. And, you know, and now I'm starting to see it now. And that same kind of shows that, I don't know if you guys look at YouTube. That fucking balloon popping show where the people stand in line, they have a balloon, and then they bring out the guy or the girl, and then if they don't like you, they'll just pop a balloon. So you see the guy come out, and you already hear people pop a balloon. Pop, 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 pop. Like, and it's like, God damn, bro. It's audibly. And the thing that's crazy is, like, audibly hearing, like, a balloon pop gives you that fucking anxiety, like a... So you're hearing, like, 12 women just pop balloons just because they don't like the way you look. Then as soon as you start talking, you see another one start
popping balloons. I have seen
and
that.
And that shit is crazy, bro.
That's hilarious.
Is it? Yeah. Is it, dog?
Yeah, yeah. No, I've seen those clips.
It's a game show. People need to stop taking game shows as a way of actually functioning in life. Game shows are game shows. Just because a game show is entertaining doesn't mean that's how you need to fucking conduct yourself in reality. You know, like, could you imagine... pulling that shit with a woman?
Like popping a balloon? Just be like, you're on a date with her? Like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, please. Tell me more about your kid. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're a single mom, right? That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And you're making things work. That's crazy.
Next.
That shit is rough, dog.
Wrap this up.
That is rough.
Give her
that
a doggy bag, please.
That's, yeah, like these, I like those shows. Even the one with the red button where you're on the date and then you have to hit the red button.
The swipe
but,
shit.
Yeah, but it turns on like randomly. So like if you're like, you talk to somebody, you hit the button, but it's not on. And you're like, oh shit, now you got to sit.
You and now they're waiting for it too. And I was like, okay.
Now you got to sit in that shit. And it's like, bro, I got to thank MTV for that shit because it is fun to watch. But man, you fucking feel it. You feel it, man. You feel that shit.
No, I think that anybody that's watching those shows needs to understand everybody that's on it is they're just playing a game. You know what I mean? Like, these aren't people that are trying to.
These are not real people, is what you're trying to say?
Connections. They're not trying to make deep connections.
Oh, no. Nah, I don't.
This
I don't,
isn't Survivor. You know what I mean?
You think people on Survivor are trying to make real connections, though?
It sure seems like it. Some of them, I think, got married to some of those contestants.
Could have been just a business move.
I mean, I think majority of any of those decisions are business moves.
Mm-hmm. Well, you
a lot of like how it was with the parents on that Nickelodeon special.
Well, you know what else is a Nickelodeon special? Alien new teaser just came out, and we've all seen it. The Nickelodeon thing is going to be the last thing we talk about.
Okay, good. I'll have to figure out another way to sew it in.
It was a good segue, though. That was a hell of a segue.
I was trying. I saw it coming. I was like, all right, don't fuck this up, Josh. And what happened? I fucked it up.
That was a nice.
I turned way too early.
That was a nice. It was a nice gym out. Nice everything. But it was like, oh, shit. We still haven't got to.
Is fucking wrecked right now on the side of the road.
We each saw the Alien new teaser trailer. And I want to know what's your thoughts on this thing. This. It's not a retelling, is it? This is like in continuation with the Aliens franchise, correct?
It's supposed to be, it's within the Alien franchise. I believe it's supposed to take place in between, I think it's Alien 1 and Alien 2, that time in between. Am I right for saying this?
This shit, the teaser was terrifying because the thing that I like that people, you know, I know not a lot of people like the fact that they're just bringing back old stuff and they're bringing, you know they're regurgitating like old IPs and stuff like that. But this has been done thousands of times. These movies that you guys are enjoying are just books. You know what I mean? So the fact that they're just regurgitating the same movie or something like that, I'm fine with it because I've seen it done with books. But the aliens, the little... The face huggers, when they were jumping around kind of shit, that scene when they were running away, if they would just bottle that shit up and
stuff
like
stuff of nightmares, yes.
turn that shit into a haunted house, dude, I'm telling you, people will be running into walls.
So in Aliens 2, they get like a distress signal from the planet. There were some colonizers on the planet. The colonizers get killed by all the aliens. This movie is about those colonizers. So it takes place right before the second Alien movie that James Cameron directed. So it's cool because according to the trailer, like it looks and has that claustrophobic feel from the original Alien movies. What's crazy is that people are commenting like, bro, Ridley Scott is producing the movie. He's not directing it.
Yeah.
The movie is being directed by Fede Alvarez, who did Don't Breathe and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But they're basically saying like, Ridley Scott, like, take notes, dude. Like, you made this franchise and then you took it into a direction that nobody wanted. He's bringing it back to the feel of what it should have been. So I'm excited because it looks like it just by the trailer. I know we shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but just by the trailer alone, it looks like it has the claustrophobic feel of the first movie, but then the action of the second movie. Like, it has like best of both worlds.
I think we could judge a book by this cover right here because, I mean, the cover is all we got. And on top of that, the author of this book has done some other shit that we fucking fuck with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'm really looking forward to this movie. I really...
as far as I'm concerned, Ridley Scott... His David, the robot of Prometheus, right? Yeah. And of the Covenant, and of the other thingy, whatever it was. Was there three of them? No, there was,
just
two.
Only two.
All right. So Alien Covenant. When at the end, when he's sending out all of the things around the... That's what they're responding to on the planet, is David sending shit out. Right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, 100%. David claimed fucking war on everybody. He's sending those little... Really? Capsules out, yeah, man. That's what he was doing. At the end, when he's on the ship.
I thought, I didn't think
he had all those incubators. He's like, I'm having a great time because he's just going to plug away and send them out. That was always something I was like, how the fuck did aliens get on this other planet? How the fuck did that happen? Fucking David. So, I thought that was Ridley, the girl was... Was her name Ridley?
No. Ripley.
Ripley. I thought that chick was Ripley in the thing. No?
No.
This is just another badass bitch, bro. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I love some badass bitches,
bro,
man.
I'll tell you,
that's why I love
alien movies, man. You always you're going to see a badass bitch,
dude,
in there.
She looks serious, man. Yeah. She looked like, okay.
Well, but it's really James Cameron that does that. In the first Alien, Sigourney Weaver is like the damsel in distress. James Cameron said, no, I want to make her an action hero. And the second one, and then he did it again in Terminator. Yeah. And the first one, he made her a damsel in distress. And the second one, he's like, nah, she's going to fight.
Yeah.
I think that's a good character arc.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
I think
you start
good.
With fear and then you conquer that fear and you're like, nah,
right.
No more.
I mean, yeah, 100%. And then the third one, she had to fight that she was part alien now.
Yeah.
Well, this movie, I do like it a lot. The preview alone gave me... I think I told you guys earlier that it gave me the similar vibes to that Alien ride that was in Disney.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to kind of resemble Aliens.
Yeah.
It was very, like you said, claustrophobic.
What was the name of it again?
Alien Encounter.
Alien Encounter.
Yeah, apparently it's not there anymore because people didn't like it. But that's one of my favorite scary rides. Like, I don't know if it intentionally meant to be scary, but it scared the shit out of anybody.
It was the one ride at Magic Kingdom that was like, this is Disney?
It was in the future world, right?
It was in Tomorrowland. It was in Tomorrowland. But it was like, it was right next to...
Buzz's Shoot 'Em Up.
That and, oh my God.
Buzz Lightyear.
The Carousel of Progress.
Yes.
Right? It's like you have all these like really, really innocent rides.
Cheesy,
and then you have this one.
Fucking rides,
and you're just like, what happened? And then parents complained about it. Disney had to react. So they go, all right, fine. We're going to... dumb it down and make it Stitch. And then when they made it Stitch, the parents were like, yeah, no, this is still terrifying. Meanwhile, the adults that liked the old ride were like, no, you made it stupid by making it Stitch. So then they closed it down where it was only open during busy seasons, and now they just got rid of it. They were like, nah, we're just going to fucking start over.
That really sucks.
Yeah, because I think I've only, in one day, I rode that ride three times, right? But I only, when it was the Alien ride, and... when it turned into Stitch, I was an adult, and I only rode it once, and I was like, eh. I understand where those adults being like, man, this ride, it don't hit like it used to. Because when it was an Alien, man, it was amazing, bro. There was a guy who was walking the catwalk.
Dude, I remember at one point
there was always fog and shit.
But at one point he's supposed to be eaten. Yeah, yeah. They spray water. Yeah, and that's supposed to be blood.
Yes,
think about it. Disney World, and they're spraying blood on children.
Yo, the blood drops.
And then it drops from you up top.
It drops onto your floor, and you feel a boom. And then he runs around you, and then he does a little tongue breathing.
Even when it gets on your fucking shoulders.
Yeah, dude.
And then it jumps across the fucking room.
Dog.
And you hear the wings. Whoa, whoa, and then it lands on somebody else and somebody starts screaming. It's like, oh my God, this is.
Then we had to hit a button. Didn't we have to hit a button so we can trap it again or something?
Yes, everybody was participating trying to catch it.
We
back
had to catch, man, that.
Bring, it was good.
I know they're not going to bring it back because they already got rid of it.
That feeling of like impending doom. For the preview, if that's the way the movie's going to be, it's going to be a pretty fucking.
They should have just, to be honest, Disney should have just turned that ride into a movie, and then I think the parents would have understood.
Now, you know, we started this podcast with talking about these special edition popcorn vessels for the Alien movie, which at AMC.
For the Ghostbuster.
Well, for Ghostbusters, yeah. But for the Alien movie that's going to come out, what popcorn vessels should they do?
I mean, obviously, should it be
the egg?
Hugger.
The egg?
The egg, that'd be great for popcorn, for sure. I was gonna say a face hugger, like.
Yeah.
I was thinking like a human like this, and then the trap opens up like that with the alien in there,
oh, like,
with the popcorn
the
in it. Yeah.
Like a rib cage.
Yeah, like maybe that's too much, but the egg is that's the best.
That'd be perfect.
That's the best that they could do.
Yeah, an egg or an alien head upside down.
And like, you know what? Have a cup holder that looks like Ripley's big ass robot thing that holds the cup.
Yeah.
The big ass mech thing that holds the cup. Yeah. See, Blaze? Yeah, man. Then you have to grab it. It's like you have to hit a button like this and you have to grab a cup. Like this,
you can just drink. Get away from her, you bitch.
Oh, man. That tell you, man, those are lies.
Well,
they'll never go anywhere.
Yeah, I am glad that they're. Reviving the Alien
franchise,
yeah. Something special about it. It's very, very special. It's got a lot of different art.
It scared us when we were kids, man.
Different,
and since you have a kid,
that Geiger,
you can scare your kids in the same thing that scared you.
I mean, he's seen all the aliens.
Has he really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Maybe not the third one.
That's crazy.
He's seen all the aliens, but you don't want to show him. What was the movie that we were talking about? Like,
it was.
Is he old enough to see? Was it It?
The one? No, he's seen It. Part one. He hasn't seen part two yet. Because that's...
The new one or the old one?
The new one. He's seen part one of the new one.
I think this kid is ready for some... Maybe Freddy Krueger? Maybe...
No, that was what we said. I was like, no. Because that's...
that's too
for
much.
For anybody
that
understands, it rides too much on the
But the clown
fantasy.
Eating the kid's arm off, that was okay.
Yeah. Dude, like, the new one, we saw it. We saw it happen. The old movie that was on TV, we never saw that happen. It was like a flashback or something. In this new one, we see the kid armless.
Is it the subject matter of who Freddy Krueger is?
And how it invades dreams. There's a lot of subconscious shit that goes on with Freddy Krueger and who's
I don't think
one?
Your kid's going to pick up on that.
Oh, definitely he's going to pick up on it. Kids open, though. All these kids nowadays are very much like,
They're
open to suggestions.
They're enlightened
like
to that kind of stuff?
I think so. He's definitely open.
So maybe,
no, so I'm not trying to terrorize them, especially because it deals with sleep. This is like the most important time of their lives. Like they need to be sleeping.
Oh, but what about the new? There's two new Friday the 13th movies that's coming out. There's a TV show.
I might have him watch the.
There's a TV show that's
Friday
coming out on Peacock that's called.
Yeah,
I think it's called
Crystal Lake, I think.
And then there's an actual movie that's coming out that's called something else.
And they're doing a Michael Myers series.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks like this Halloween's going to be eventful.
Eventful, dude, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fucking... there was one time I went to Halloween Horror Nights. They did an Alien haunted house, but based off of Aliens Part 2. Right. So you saw the giant tank in there.
Jesus.
The facehuggers jumping everywhere, so... If they do a haunted house based off of this alien, that's gonna be really fun.
I just want to like walk down a hallway and then you just see a face hugger just like
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened.
That's what happened.
I went with Zandra. I went with Zandra, and that shit just
jumped so far, I probably hit the other fucking side of the wall.
Dude, because ever since I was a little kid, I always wanted to know, like, if a facehugger was to try to get me, could I, like, fight my way out of it? Because in the trailer, in the teaser, there was a scene that you see, like, the person, like, pause. I mean, but they're taking the fucking thing out of their mouth. But you wonder, like, how did you kill it? Erotic, this guy. How did you kill it without, like, puncturing it? Because if you puncture it, like, the acid poison would just, like, it would just burn right fucking through you kind of shit. So I just want to see how that happened.
So obviously they, you know,
they finished it off.
Deep throated that shit.
He got it to completion. To complete and just throw it off. No, but seriously,
my biggest fear would be pulling the thing out of my mouth and ripping my lungs out too with it. Because isn't it like it gets in your? Is it your lungs or your tummy?
Into your stomach. Tummy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's no like. It doesn't have like one of those worms or anything like it has like. Spikes or something that holds down. You can just pull it right out. It's the fucking grips of his hands around the back.
Yeah,
right.
They interlock.
Yeah,
right. Because it's literally you give it a blow job.
It's going at it, man. It's going forward, dude. Yeah, it's going
it's
forward.
Literally fucking you, man.
Yeah,
it's evasive, impregnating man. You with a foreign body. Thank you, Ridley Scott.
Yeah, he knew exactly what would terrify the shit out of him.
He's like, you know what's going to scare everybody, male or female? An alien trying to give them a blowjob or wanting a blowjob from them. That's what
I
mean.
And I learned from the second movie, James Cameron wanted it to be even scarier. He added fingernails to the legs of the facehugger. If you look closely, they look like actual fingers. Really? And it really does make it look creepier. Like they just look like hands.
I didn't know that shit. There's nails at the end of those things?
Like regular, like human fingernails at the end of the... He added that detail. He's like, I want them to have fingernails.
That's like fucking... So that's just, like Zuckerberg and the fucking the. Take the out of it. That shit is fucking crazy, man. Ugh. Those shits automatically look fucking gross. Every time I see those shits, like if I see a toy of it, it's always like...
The scene that still scares the shit out of me in part two is when Ripley and the little girl are locked in that room with the facehugger. There's a part where she's looking for it. Dude, it's in front of you. Like, it's right in front of you, and you don't fucking see it because it's not moving, and then it just, like, it just jumps at her face. Till this day, I still get scared because you're looking right at it, but you can't see it because it's, like, blending into the wall that just whoop, jumps at her face.
That's why you gotta be wearing fucking, like, a motorcycle helmet at all fucking times. So, which would be a dope ass scene if somebody does have a helmet and you just see it like this, trying to like attach to you, and you just see like a POV of that. Like, you're like, the fuck? Oh my God, bro. Facehuggers. That's got to be like top 10 most terrifying things that you've seen on TV that you wouldn't want to happen.
It looks too much like a scorpion. Like a really horny scorpion.
It's supposed to look like those crabs that are in the deep sea, the long leg crabs. They're in Japan. I think they call Japanese
those
heavy
shits
crabs.
Are fucking scary as shit.
That's where he got the fucking idea from.
Spiders of the sea.
Yeah, those shits are. But as soon as you put them on land, the gravity. You know what I mean? They can't hold. They can't walk around up here. So I mean, they're delicious from what I see, but. Mm-hmm. I wonder how would you prepare one of those face huggers if you had to eat one?
I mean, obviously, it would like a stir fry, right? Stir fry that shit. Chop it up.
Yeah, chop it up.
A lot of limon, right?
You
want to
do like
onions.
Crab legs, like boil it in
with butter?
No, because the inside, you know, the
butter
inside
and batter,
is gonna.
Bro.
Yeah,
butter and batter, man.
That'll be a funny like
a
recipe
sauce and some marinara sauce.
We do like a recipe says today we'll be cooking like you cook like fucking fictional animals and shit like that. Today we'll be cooking facehugger.
Fucking facehugger, man.
You start pulling out the meat out of the shell.
Ooh, look at that. They say, actually you can eat this raw if you want to. Take it. You want to have a bite?
Be careful not to burst the acid bladder.
But other than that, it's good. And the testicle parts right here, you just boil them for 24 hours. Then after that, you just set it. later on, you put those on salad, and they're beautiful. They taste delicious.
You thought you liked bacon bits. Wait till I get a load of these nuts.
All right, another trailer that we wanted to talk about that recently came out was Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. This is the sequel to Beetlejuice.
Is that really what they call it?
Yeah, it's twice. It's Beetlejuice.
Wow, that's great.
So that means there's going to be a third, obviously.
Yeah, Beetlejuice. No, you can't. You say it three times. You say it.
Then he comes.
He comes.
The juice is loose.
Juice is loose is what he said, dude.
I'm just happy that it's still Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I'm like, hell yeah, man.
Who else could it have been other than Michael Keaton, right?
Who else would I have, like, accepted possibly to play the part?
Maybe Jim Carrey?
No, he would be too much of a clown, man.
It's a different type of clown. It has to be like a creepy.
Yeah.
Cause he.
Like a homeless clown.
Michael Keaton was kind of scary.
He was creepy, man. He was dead.
He was cool when she was asking for help, and then he was just sitting there on top of his gravestone going like this. Hey, why you gotta just say my name?
His legs are swinging back and forth.
No, they were like that. They were crossed. Yeah. And then when she says it the second time, he like adjusts his suit. Like
it was fucking dope. I was like, yeah, man, that's what's up, dog. Are we rooting for the villain at that point?
Oh, 100%. I was actually sad that
all those people needed to get paid, man. They needed fucking pain, man.
Like, oh shit!
I hope they keep it that he's only bringing a bunch of judgment on the people that are gonna get judged regardless. You know what I mean? Like, that's what his thing was.
See, but in the cartoon, he was comic relief. He was like he was like fucking the genie from Aladdin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the cartoon was totally different from the actual show. I mean, from the actual movie. Damn, that's crazy.
Think the cartoon was also like very much involved with Olivia going to the underworld to help Beetlejuice get out of there and go somewhere else, right?
I think
he was trying to get like enough good deeds to go
somewhere else. So that makes perfect sense. Yeah. I want to know what this lore is going to be about, because it's pretty cool that they brought back oh my god, from Stranger Things,
Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
She looks this. God, she's so beautiful.
Yeah. Do you know she think that she's not attractive?
Good. Good.
What you call it? There was an interview that they were doing for Stranger Things, and the guy Hopper was right behind her, and she was saying like, yeah, you know, because you know I was in the 80s, I really wasn't that attractive. And you see his face like what the fuck? The fuck are you talking about? Like in the '80s, like.
She was the hottest.
The hell are you talking about? You were like one of the hottest women in the 80s. What are you talking about? People were like, but you were in Beetlejuice. You were in all these different kinds of, what's that other movie that she was in high school?
Heathers.
She definitely stares at herself naked in the mirror, right?
You definitely think so?
100%. If she thinks she's ugly, she's got to constantly probably be looking at herself in the mirror naked.
Just for humbling reasons?
Just go ahead and get that picture. Winona Ryder, naked, full length mirror. Right, telling herself she looks ugly. Right, look at her, but she looks gorgeous. Right, absolutely beautiful. But the only thing she can see is all of her imperfections.
She gotta go through therapy.
It's pretty nice.
What's one thing you want to see in this movie in Ghostbusters?
I want to see that big ass fucking worm.
I want to see three boobs.
I want to see that fucking worm. I want to see that place with the worm and the zebra worm thing. I want to see how that shit works.
Saturn.
I want to see if that shit, if it's going to be claymation.
Oh, my God, yes. If he does any fucking stupid CGI, it needs to go back to the old school claymation for sure.
I want
to
see fucking...
I mean, they can
to,
do CGI, but like you say, claymation
I
CGI.
I want to see fucking, claymation CGI. I want to see that shit, because that's that shit made it for me. This is Tim Burton, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, I think definitely he's, doing
yeah, he's definitely doing that shit.
He might even go the hard route.
Oh, yeah.
Just to be.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he cheats and does CGI. Look at what he did to Alice in Wonderland. That shit was horrible with all the CGI.
The fucking Willy Wonka.
Even the Adams, the Wednesday Adams show had a lot of CGI too. So I don't know, man. I really do hope that he goes old school and makes it practical.
Yeah.
He might go cheapy cheap, man.
It is cheaper. I'm about to say, is CGI cheaper? It is. But, man, but I don't know,
nowhere
man.
Nowhere near the same feel.
I feel that claymation stands the test of time because look at Clash of the Titans, right? Look at the old one compared to the one that came out recently. Like, recently, I'm talking about within 10 years. Mm-hmm. That old one still holds up for me with the claymation stuff. Even though it's kind of like it's rough, I prefer that over the new one any day of the week.
Dude, the Sinbad series with like the Seven Deadly Seas or whatever, where he's fighting skeletons. Mm-hmm. The Cyclops, right? The that dinosaur.
That is some...
Everything with claymation, there's a feel to it. It has volume. It almost moves as if... it moves with care because the person like is literally there just like moving it.
Yeah.
It's not a machine that's automatically just going to the next setting, right? Yeah. Like the expected setting. You can literally, there's like imperfection. Imperfection is where the perfection's at. That's where the fucking like, wow, that's fucking cool.
Have you guys seen the first Mummy movie? There was a scene that they used the first like use of CGI rather than them using claymation is where the lead is fighting the skeletons. And by far, I have to admit, like, it's one of the coolest scenes in CGI. I'm like, oh, man, like, were there actually, like, people who were just standing there and, you know, like, that, you know, they just took them out and then put, like, the CGI there? Nah, he was fighting nobody.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser was fighting nobody. And if you look at the scene, it's a scene where, forgot her name, the lead actress, she was on the table. And then he had to, like, punch all of the skeletons off of her. And he was, like, using his sword and shit. Like, he even did one scene, I think, like, he like, poked one in the eye with, you know, the old-fashioned, like, eye poke and stuff like that. And he did that with nobody being there. He just did it. And then they had to figure out where they're going to put the skeletons later on in it. It was basically like you're just fighting nobody. And then
Rachel Weisz.
Who was also a
drop dead gorgeous brunette. I agree, Patrick. I agree.
She is.
She is absolutely stunning. And I would say she's ever done. Both of them, Monica Bellucci and her for me, are a steady tie. Even though Monica Bellucci is much more, you know, visually stunning. However, Rachel Weisz,
I haven't seen Monica exquisite. Bellucci in a lot of things. I've only seen her. Standout scene or standout movie that I've seen her in is Matrix Reloaded. That's the only one that I can remember her from. Other than that, I can't remember her from anything else.
Let me actually. There's one that was really, really good that I saw.
She looks like she'll play a pretty cool vampire.
Spectre. She was in Spectre. She plays one of the women that, you know, he kind of gets along with.
Oh.
She's also Passion of the Christ. She played.
Mother Mary.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mother Mary. No, his Mary love Magdalene. Interest,
Mary Magdalene. Weird that they're both named love Mary, interest. Huh?
Yeah, the woman that supposedly had an affair with Jesus, that she was a prostitute. She was the one that told the people like, "Yo, like he who has not sinned, like cast the first stone." Like she was the one like defending Jesus.
Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
Wait, there's two Marys in there in the story of Jesus Christ?
Yeah, his mom and also his mom. Love interest.
He was dating a woman named Mary?
Mary's a very popular name, Patrick. She's also in Brothers
Bro,
Grimm.
That's what... I
never saw that movie.
No. That's what...
Madonna?
No, what's the movie...
Mel Gibson.
No, what's the movie with Tom Hanks that he's like... a puzzle solver, and there's the Da Vinci Code. That's what the Da Vinci Code is about. They reveal that on the painting of the Last Supper, Jesus is actually standing next to Mary, the person that he fell in love with, and they had a child. That's what the whole movie's about. Mm-hmm. That it wasn't his disciples, and it's not all of his disciples. She was actually one of his disciples. And then they ended up having an affair. She had a baby, and then his bloodline continues. And then the woman that's in the movie, the Da Vinci Code, is his heir. Like, she's
The heir of Jesus Christ?
Of Jesus Christ, yeah. And that they that the whole that whole ritualistic group of people were protecting her whole life.
She got some powers in it? I saw the movie, but I don't remember it. Yeah. I saw that movie in theaters, and I don't remember it.
And Tom Cruise, and Tom Hanks, I mean, in the movie, he, like, realizes, like, nah, you are the heir, but that doesn't mean you have to be supernatural. Maybe your abilities are something special. Like, there's a scene in the movie, he suffers from claustrophobia, and he's having a panic attack, and all she does is, like, she, like, puts her hands on him, and she, like, calms him down, and he goes, what if that is something, you know? It doesn't have to be like, oh, you walk on water or anything like that, but maybe it's something as subtle as that.
Well, I mean, he never had that problem again after that.
Yeah.
In all the other movies, he does reference that she... He doesn't have that problem.
I gotta rewatch this movie with some fresh eyes. Damn, I didn't know that. Two Marys. Maybe that's why I failed like Catholic school when I was 11 years old.
Yeah, and the woman that plays this character that healed him is Sosie Naveau, is Audrey Tautou.
Yeah.
Also very pretty. There's French. Yeah.
There's when I was in Paris, there's one cathedral that is a little bit controversial. When you go, it's a church that is like that believes that he really did have the affair with Mary Magdalene, mm-hmm. and they have a statue right at the altar of her pregnant.
Really?
Yeah, I actually took a video of it. It's pretty crazy.
This is news to me, man. I'll be like, yeah, do you know that Jesus got it in? He got it in.
He was 33, man.
Of course he got it in.
He was 33. He disappeared from when he was, what, 11 or 13 or something?
It was from 13. Yeah, from 13 to 33, there's no record of Jesus Christ.
Bro, he was getting it up.
That's the wild time.
He was doing that tantric, you know. You
see Jesus Christ
pulling a sting, you know. I can fuck for 60 hours, though.
Fucking going to Daytona Beach and shit like that, just kicking it.
Spring break.
Getting a tattoo of me. It just says me on it. Love me, hate me. It's me, baby. And then it just disappears right after. Like, just turning people's cups into fucking ones. It's already beer. Nah, dude. Drink that shit right there, bud.
Blood of Christ,
man. Drink that. Take some of that. Just passing it around to people. Oh my God! Oh, it's blasphemy. What were we doing?
If AMC theaters were to do a popcorn vessel for Beetlejuice, what should
the worm?
The worm.
It has to be the worm, but it can't be like the Doom cup.
No, man, it would be a little skull,
Beetlejuice. Oh, the little skull. The witch thing. The voodoo skull. The little one that...
Oh, the little shrunken head?
Yeah.
Yes.
Has to be like candy or something like that.
Yeah, man.
That's perfect. That's fucking perfect. I'm trying to think of something else. And maybe like those umbrellas.
I would probably do... wasn't there a woman who was like cut in half sitting on the couch and her legs were on one side? If it was just the legs?
The legs.
Like the bottom part of the torso?
Bro, the legs can be like the popcorn and then the top half can be like the drink. Like maybe the straw is out of her hand or something like that. So then you
AMC,
put them both together.
If you guys end up doing this, we want to cut.
Hell yeah. Oh, that'd be fucking perfect. Even the first one was so fucking crazy. Like the guy who got ran over like multiple times and he just went around like on a conveyor belt or something. Dude, that shit would freak me the fuck. I think it did freak me out when I was a little kid watching
that. It was weird, man.
He was like...
The whole thing with them where they were trying to scare the people out of their house and they did the
eyeballs, the mouth,
all teeth.
Yeah,
that
dude.
Shit tripped me out, man. Because, again, it had that weird...
And the music was
textile feel look of, like, claymation.
It's clay, man. It's that fucking clay.
It's creepy.
Dude.
Claymation is... It's something... Yeah, it translates.
They should make a monster that just does nothing but claymation kind of shit. I know they got to be a way of... Because it seemed like claymation is nothing but a frame drop. Maybe like 14 frames a second kind of thing. So they could do... Because claymation in real life is fucking terrifying. Like if you see somebody just like drop down and... What movie was it that the person fell and then they split up into goblins or something and then they start rolling, and then it was like, but it was all done in claymation. There was a movie that I want to say it's Evil Dead, but maybe not. It was Evil Dead, the one where he went back in time.
Oh, Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness.
Jace. Tag, Kevin.
It was either, I think it was that one, man. But yeah, claymation is something.
What a fucking ass. Tag. It's fucking Jinx. God bless it, man.
I was wondering what you were talking about. Tag. Tag, you're it. Wrong childish game, bud. And you can't verbally tag somebody.
Can't,
you have to.
Can't tag.
I see you, tag. That game would never end.
It would never.
I see you again, tag. But I'm looking at you, too.
Just tagging each other from across the fucking hall. Oh, my God, man. But you know what else is tagging people from the hall? It's quiet on set. It was the Nickelodeon.
I was wondering how we were going to segue into that.
There's no way of segueing into this thing. It's heavy.
It's all that, man.
It's fucking heavy.
Oh, it's all that.
There it goes. Let's
figure it out.
Yeah. And it's fucking salute creepy. Your shorts.
Salute your shorts.
Actually, everything that we're basically talking about is like pre this stuff.
Yeah.
Like salute your shorts.
So all imagine, that was the beginning, though.
I was going to say, so imagine all the shit he was doing then that never
He wasn't on there when salute your shorts was on. Or what's
the,
that other
The
show?
Commencement was all that.
Yeah.
I thought he was one of the writers for or the producers for those shows.
That's what they were talking about. Not for salute your shorts or.
Are you afraid of the dark?
No. Not for that either.
His big breakout was all that. He said, I'm going to make a show that's like Saturday Night Live for kids. And it's going to be an all-kid cast. And then that's when he broke into the scene. And then Keenan and Kel spun off of that. Amanda's show. All the characters that blew up on all that then had their spinoffs. And that's how he started to branch out and like take over.
Yeah. He was like, he made his TV, movie debut. And Animal House. He was one of the people in the back in Animal House. They said that on the documentary.
And wait, was it Animal House?
Was it?
No.
I want to say it was one of the guys from Animal House that he was behind. I forgot what movie it was that he was in. Let me see. Yeah, but...
Doesn't matter. He was a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
And not too thrilled with how any of it was handled. By the authorities or the Nickelodeon or the parents or the fucking actors or anybody. It seemed like this was openly, it would seem like it was known. Weird shit was going on and nobody was really.
He was a cast member on Head of the Class.
That's what it was.
And I do remember him. When they showed those clips, I'm like, oh, my God. I did watch that when I was a kid. And I remember, he was the big dude.
Oh, he was in Animal House. He was Kent Doffman in National Lampoon Animal House. Yeah.
But, so this series, everybody was anticipating when they released the trailer. When they released the trailer of the series, they announced that they were going to reveal an actor who actually did get molested on the set. Everyone knew that there was creepy stuff going on. Like, the whole foot fetish thing was already known.
Yeah,
but
it never went over to the point of, like, somebody actually getting, like, molested, though.
Yeah.
It was always like, yo, this shit is kind of, like, fucking creepy. Feet stuff, goo stuff,
and
all
somehow
that kind of stuff.
Getting passed and accepted.
Yeah.
Passed and green-lighted. Go ahead and do it through. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So how do you guys feel like your childhood was just shattered after watching this?
No, not really. Because I didn't really watch any of that shit anyways. I didn't.
I was big on all that.
All that other stuff like iCarly and all that.
But did you ever watch like the Amanda Show?
I didn't watch any of that.
No, I never watched the Amanda Show. I never watched them. I was more into Nickelodeon
Cartoon
animations.
Network.
Yeah. I was more into Nickelodeon animations and stuff like that.
Yeah, Hey Arnold.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. I never watched
the Kangaroo.
Me as a young critic, I always thought it was a stupid idea for them to go from cartoons to live action anything. I was like, what are they doing? Nickelodeon's supposed to be for cartoons, and now they got this stuff.
Yeah, I had that similar thought when I was young too, but you understand why now.
Yeah.
They had to.
Yeah, because they were going,
cartoons aren't real.
They're competing against
you can't fuck a cartoon.
They were competing against Disney, and they were also competing against Fox Family that were dropping out like TV shows and stuff like that.
Olmec's Temple, awesome, right? Any of those game shows, they were excellent. But then you find out any game show that this guy or any kind of show this guy was tangled with, it was weird, fucked up shit that was happening. Like you said, the feet thing, the goo thing, they go through everything. Were you astonished at how much infractions there were during his whole thing? Dude, it was like nonstop. You don't hear about shows having that many infractions and the person still being there part of the fucking crew for like years and years, man, right? All that weird shit. The shit from the feet with the fucking nose thing with the cum shot and the poor fucking girl. Everything that he was doing, it was way inappropriate for any of the kids to be doing that shit on. And who was it for? Was it for kids? No, it was for adults, right?
Yeah.
So he knew that some creepy fucks were watching his shit for that specific reason.
But you know,
it's pretty crazy. It's a really crazy thought, man.
I know that he was trying to do it for adults, like, oh, you know, because adults are also going to watch it.
Or maybe for one specific, like, supporter.
No, well, I was thinking, like, you know, I know he's trying to do this for adults because, oh, you know, adults are also going to watch this stuff with their kids. And then, you know, I was thinking to myself, like, yeah, but there's, like, cartoons and, like, live actions that do a joke, that do jokes for adults, but they're not as, I don't know, crass as what he's doing, like all these other kind of things. It just seems like he doesn't know what funny is, and then he's just willing to just do like, I'm just going to do like fart jokes, but fuck fart jokes. I'm just going to do like nachi. Yeah, and it just seems like that's what he's willing to go down for. It's like, nah, I'm just going to do this shit because this is funny. People find it funny, and then I'm just going to be as raunchy as fucking possible kind of shit. And it's like, like have some fucking tact, but apparently he doesn't. I mean, even in his hiring, I know he didn't hire these pedophiles or anything like that on the set, because I doubt that he did. Just hired somebody to hire that person, but I don't know, man. It just seems like he fostered a set that allowed that kind of shit to like fester and shit like that, and it just, you know, motherfuckers should have went down with the fucking shit, bro. It's like, yo. The reason why people are out here doing this shit on fucking set is because you're allowing this kind of stuff to happen when you over here asking for like massages and shit like that. Or you over here is doing like these fucking crass jokes. And one girl did that cum shot shit, and then she heard that from somebody on set. That, yep, that's the cum shot. It's like, damn, bro, what the fuck? And nobody on set was like, the fuck is going on here?
Nobody reported it to anybody.
Everything out of fear.
Everything out of fear.
Everything.
Because this guy had some kind of
connection. He was the head honcho. Yeah. He was the head honcho. He was the guy in charge.
Right.
And he was the one creating that environment. And everyone just went along with it. Yeah. All right, cool. If that's... Dude, when he told that one writer, like, all right, tell me the premise again, but act like you're being sodomized as you're telling it, and everyone just like had to just sit there and watch.
And so he's there having her do this the whole time. He's probably got a nice little chub going, like, oh my god, she's listening to me. Look how powerful I am. I'm sure he probably went to his room and then,
oh yeah,
he would text them, you need to scream, I'm horrible, right? Using his fucking things, just beating off while,
like,
they're screaming.
They were talking
horrible.
About him.
You can't do it.
They were talking about him in a.
He's in there, man.
I think it was
creepy,
in the second.
Dude.
It was a second documentary that it was saying that the first little girl that he was trying to attach his, you know, he was trying to attach himself to her star before Amanda Bynes came in. Like she looked a little too adult. So then he slowly
worked her out
until Amanda Bynes came in, and then he tried to attach himself to Amanda's star so that he could start doing young adult stuff, which he did. He did that WB show that was on WB that had Amanda Bynes when she was I don't know. It was supposed to be like Sex in the City, but just for young adults kind of thing. And he was trying to write some stuff for it because he was in the writer's room. And they
he was just trying to stay around her.
Yeah. And they didn't really like it because it was also, oh, it was like young adults, friends kind of thing. And he was just trying to, he was trying to attach himself to that star because I think what he wanted to do is that he really wanted to like go beyond. He wanted to be what, what's that dude's name who's going through trial right now, Weinstein. He wanted to be like a Weinstein. He wanted to like, yo, I want to do beyond, beyond this. I want to like, I want to get to the top so I can do whatever the fuck this foul shit that I'm doing now. I want to do it to every fucking body kind of shit. He wanted to, not saying that that's what he had in the forefront, but he just wanted to make it big. And by doing that, his whole fucking like cape is just going to shroud over everybody kind of shit. And it was just like, it was a foul fucking.
And what's up with these guys that like served prison just for a couple months?
Oh, yeah.
Like got out really easy. Like, but if you sell weed, you're going to get the fucking life sentence.
Yeah, dude. They literally ruined somebody's life. And they only did like a few months, 16 months, eight months. And like that. That's crazy. And like they violated somebody else.
Yeah.
Man. And the PAC guy failed to like register as a sex offender and got another job working with kids. And when they asked him, like, yo, we heard something about a trial. And he's like, oh, no, it was all resolved. Don't worry about it. Like, nah, dude, you're a sex offender. You need to let them know.
That whole motherfucker's house, when they were talking about his house in the fucking documentary, hey, I've been kind of sketch. I always think about this shit. Every time I see, like, there's some type of Hawaiian stuff, Hawaiian memorabilia inside somebody's house.
And they're not Hawaiian?
And they're not Hawaiian? If they got, like, a tiki kind of bar kind of stuff.
Wait, you have Samoan stuff? You have Hawaiian stuff?
Yeah.
Polynesian art?
You remember I used to.
Yeah. I was
saying. Uh-oh.
I used to.
Hey, man. No. The thing that, it's all fun and games.
I like luau shit.
No, I do feel that people who have, like, tiki stuff, they might swing. But for this guy,
I hear it's pineapples. Upside down pineapples. You are getting fucked.
No, I mean as you swing, but which is crazy. I like pineapples. That's the thing that sucks about that shit. But the thing that got me going crazy about that shit is that oh my God, what's that? Drake's father, when he went into the room with that guy, the Pex guy's room, he saw the fucking letters from a prison that was from Gacy, right? The clown guy.
I don't think it was Drake's father. I think it was Drake himself.
It was Drake who saw it?
Yeah.
And he saw that shit, right?
He said as a kid, he didn't put it together.
But
it was pretty obvious, though. Like,
but here's the thing. Like, would you have put it together, too?
This psycho that used to rape kids.
I'm talking about younger you. Would you have put that together?
No.
I wouldn't have put it together either.
I wouldn't have put it together, no. I don't think
I would have put it together either.
Also, the whole concept.
He had a shrine, though. Yeah. That's the thing that's crazy. He had a shrine for that motherfucker.
That's fucking weird, man. I wouldn't have hung out with him. Like, even if I didn't know to what extent Gacy did whatever, I would have known he was psycho. Gacy was psycho. And why would this guy that I think is really cool have a fucking.
A shrine, bro.
Shrine to this dude, yeah.
That's the shit that got me, bro. It's like a fucking shrine.
I wouldn't go over the house anymore. And then. You're telling me the kid is old enough to get rid of his dad, but he's not old enough to tell his mom, no, mom, I don't want to go over the guy's house that's touching me?
He said he didn't want to bother. Like he didn't want to like be a nuisance. Like, dog, that whole thing about his mom didn't want to drive, like he knew
that's
that he crazy. Had to stay over
that's crazy,
because
dude.
His mom wouldn't want to drive.
Crazy.
Like, Kevin, you wanted to bring that
dad,
shit up.
After the dad fucking said, don't let our son be around this man by himself.
I think he was Bro. Terrified of his mom because he said that I didn't want to bother her and you know she didn't want to drive at this time because that shit that rubbed me the wrong fucking way. All these parents
rubbed me the wrong way.
Bro, I remember
let anybody be with my son.
Like after high school, I remember sharing like that I wanted to like go into like filmmaking and I wanted to learn about video production and initially, my mom was like, no, you're not. Like, she was like, no, you're not. And I was like, yeah, but I want to. And she was like, I remember when I started at the Art Institute, she was upset. She was upset at first because she thought that I was going to, like, but I didn't understand it at first. I'm like, what the fuck is the big deal?
Leisure suits, bro.
But now that I see, like, stuff like this, and I've seen stuff on sets, and I've seen how crazy that shit could be, like,
come into
I
my room
get it,
and
man.
Review the
I
film.
I fucking get it.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
Come to my room and look at the scenes that we have you in.
I can see how that shit can get real fucking creepy. Maybe because I stay so fucking busy on set, and it's just, I don't see that kind of creepy stuff. But I'm not, like, in Hollywood kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not in that kind of, like, oh, we making movies and kind of shit. Usually when people
you're not the demographic that these people that take advantage of people are, Pat.
Yeah.
You're a regular heterosexual, I'm guessing. Male.
I'm trying to make myself ambiguous.
I'm vague.
So I can have vague.
No.
I'm trying to bring in the crowd that's like, oh, maybe
but
not.
But also, you're not the star of a TV show.
True. Also, you know, they...
And I'm fat, too. Remember that?
Right. They don't touch
fat
boys.
That.
They curtailed. They fucking curated all of these victims they're going to have in, like, an eternal loop in a little fucking...
It was like everything was structured.
Dude,
like,
it was planned out. It was well thought out, man. It was definitely well thought out. He had one guy kind of keep all the parents occupied with bullshit thoughts and all this shit. And then he would go and talk to the kids. And
dude,
have
the
them
fact
all
that they had an answer for everything, bro. That
and
shit scares the shit out of me.
Amanda Bynes is always with what's-his-face in the room. Doing what? Practicing lines. Practicing what lines? Getting how comfortable? So comfortable he could touch her back and maybe rub his hand up and down her spine, right? Or maybe... have Leonardo DiCaprio, very early Leo, barely functioning, aware of shit, on Growing Pains, teaching him how to speak, how to have certain mannerisms, rubbing his back, his side, his shoulder, right? Dude, that's fucking creepy, man. If anybody was to ever touch my fucking son like that, dude, I'm going to jail. I'm going to fucking jail. There's no fucking way.
But like,
I was let my son be alone.
But like, it's crazy because like, I see this, I hear, you know, I think about my mom now, and I'm like, damn, dude. I'm kind of glad that she is the way she is. I remember when I was a kid.
Bro, it's
because
your mom's
to be in the
connected,
Boy...
man.
Yeah.
She's, dude, man.
I wanted to be in the Boy Scouts when I was a kid, when I was in elementary school. And then I told my mom, I go...
He wanted to wear those short shorts.
And I told my mom, I go, hey, they're going to have a meeting after school. Like, the people from the Boy Scouts are going to do, like, a presentation or whatever. And she was like, all right, fine. And then we went. When she saw that guy talking... and how flamboyant he was, and the short shorts, and how overly friendly he was with the kids. You know, in the middle of the presentation, she's like, no, we're going. We're leaving. And then she was like, you're not. I'm not sending you to camp with that guy in the middle
camp,
of nowhere.
Short shorts, no shirt.
And, dude, now I think back, and I'm like, I'm so glad she was the way she
was.
Right? Like, in the middle of it, she was like, no,
dude,
we're leaving.
Parents
I realized
know,
that
man.
My
parents
mom,
fucking know, man.
My dad, he said the same thing to me, too. Like, I wanted to join the Boy Scouts, too. I thought it was pretty dope. And my dad was just like, nah. No meeting, no nothing. It was just like, oh, they're doing something? No. No. And I'm thinking that, oh, maybe it's because financial thing. Maybe we just don't have the money. Nah. He just didn't want me to...
Get raped.
He didn't want my butt touch, man. And I respect him for that.
Right?
Like, no. He said, oh, you want to play football? Go ahead. No problem. Play football, baseball. I can see you. I can see you from the field.
Yeah.
I see
you. The only thing that's going to happen to you on the football team is emotional damage.
Emotional damage. I can see
emotional damage.
Yeah. I got that somewhere. He said, but no, you want to do some of that. Not in the woods.
You're going to be verbally abused for sure, but physically in your butthole? No, that's going to be okay. You're going to be fine. Yeah, man. Dude, it's crazy. It really, really is crazy. And it's weird that these entities always seem to wiggle their way into this one area where there's not a lot of
parents,
adult
parental supervision. Yeah, parental advisory and shit like. And what was the other thing that we were talking about off the pod that they said on the show? Like once they put the first guy away, the executives or something said that, oh, can we have the parents leave the room?
Yeah,
dude,
basically so Dan Schneider walked in with these other, I don't know who the other people were, but they asked, oh, can the parents step out for a minute? We just got to talk to the kids. And then they said, oh, this Peck guy is not coming back because of this reason. Does anyone have anything to say? And like everybody was like nervously looking at each other. But my thing is like, bro, it should be illegal to have parents walk out of the room if the room is full of minors.
100%.
Like that right there should be a violation.
That shit is crazy, man. That shit is crazy to me, man. Because at that point, I'm like, if they say, oh, we need the parents to leave the room. And if I was a parent,
I'd be like, "You, excuse me? No, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving my kid in here with you.
Who are you?
You fucking nuts, bro.
Do you have your own, do you have any kids? No. Then you're not fucking watching my kid, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. how the fuck am I going to leave my kid that's my little fucking precious cash cow? My little precious cash cow. Because that's how these fucking parents are treating their fucking kids. Little cash cows. They're going to be like, okay, no problem. I'm going to go and leave my little cash cow over here to be taken care of by you fucking psychopaths. And nobody got the inkling that these guys were fucking a little off. Something was a little off. Especially Drake's dad, who seemed like he was very much, he was getting all the red flags. I was like, finally, at least one parent.
But did nothing.
But didn't do anything. But it's because he was totally like pressed into the ground by his ex-wife who did not, you know,
and that,
who
and
had that little Peck fucking guy whispering in her ear, tainting her, right? Tainting her thoughts towards him. That was already poisoned because they're not together. They were, even Drake said, a tumultuous relationship, which means very, you know, not cohesive, oh, but not you communicative.
But you can hear that they were already broken up. I think even before that, Drake even started working at Nickelodeon because he said that, yeah, you know.
It was so, when he was young. He was
yeah,
because
he was talking about, like, the way that he was talking about his mom and his dad was like, yeah, so my dad, I had to go see my dad. And then, you know, when, every time I was with my dad, that was like, that's a sign that, okay, they're not together. He said, every time I was with my dad, you know, we would go out to
that's what he was basically his manager.
Yeah, he was.
And it seemed like he had him doing really good. Mm-hmm. But the guy just kept on whispering, to him.
He's stealing money from you and stuff.
Had more time with him than his dad had with him.
It's crazy. And I do sympathize with these actors because he was saying, like, dude, even when he was, like, in elementary school, he was modeling. Like, he would say, he said in the documentary, like, yeah, I would pick him up from school, and then we had to go to a modeling shoot. Like, these kids never experience what a normal childhood is. And recently,
after school till 10 o'clock, man.
And recently, after the documentary came out, Miley Cyrus was saying, like, she's like, yeah, when I was a kid, 10, 11 years old on that, you know, that show that she was on, what was it called?
Hannah Montana.
She was like, yo, the call time was like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, I was a kid, like, going to set on an empty stomach.
Yeah, because
like,
they had school on set. Like, I forgot what the laws are for children, but I know that they can't be on as long as like, male, like, just regular adult talent. Because I think male talent, just adult talent has, I think we got, like, 12 hours, or we can extend it to as long, but you're just going to get paid overtime. But I think for children, I think it's down to, like, they can be on for 3 hours and then they got to be off for, like, four, and then they could be back on for three. I'm not really sure about the children, but I think that's how it works. And their whole day can't even add up to, like, 12 hours. But on that show, they said that they would ask the parents, like, yo, can we go for a little bit longer? Can we push to 18 hours and shit like that, which...
Like, nobody reached out to any kind of authoritative
body. Dude, because their kids are like, oh, our kids are making it. When it's supposed to be like, nah, dude, yeah, shut that shit off.
Kids are
supposed to be like a fucking
like
union.
I guarantee
that none of those motherfuckers are, like, they were part of the union.
Oh, I'm sure they weren't. That's why they were able to fuck them over.
Yeah. I guarantee.
No, so and not only right that, Nickelodeon, when all that came out, that wasn't filmed in L.A. That was originally here in Orlando. And, you know, Florida's a right-to-work state.
Yeah,
there's no unions.
Yeah.
So you can have someone work 20 hours straight and, like...
Okay. You know, I was wondering about that because they will constantly show pictures of the Orlando Nickelodeon. That, I was like, what the fuck is... Why
and dude,
and
I remember, I still fucking remember when I was a kid at the end of the show... All that was filmed in front of a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios and Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida. And I remember that phrase. And I remember taking the tour when I went to Universal Studios for the first time. We saw all that set. I saw all of that in person. Then once it blew up and Keenan and Kel and all that stuff, then they moved over to L.A. And that's where, you know, unions and all that stuff get involved. But in the beginning, bro, Florida's a right-to-work state. You don't need unions.
I don't like bringing this up.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, bro.
Have you guys noticed a running trend with all this weird kid shit?
In Orlando?
Fucking in Florida. West Palm? No. Had the weird shit with Epstein where he was locked up and he was still walking around free. Going to fucking from Florida to wherever the fucking island is, right? Wherever. And then now Orlando, fucking Disney. All the weird shit's happening with the fucking employees literally taking kids, right? Disney, the parks, Orlando. This weird shit's going on at Nickelodeon, in the studios in Orlando.
The thing I was going to add was that creeps, man.
How the fuck are they in these areas where these kids are, man?
The guy who...
How is that okay?
Who managed NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. That also started in Orlando.
Fucking Orlando. So, hey, everybody, newsflash. Right? Like, whatever. That's the one. Emotional, damn it. Fucking Orlando, man. Stay the fuck out of... If you got kids, stay the fuck out of Orlando and West Palm. Something's going on. Bad juju shit, man. Stay the fuck out of there.
Yeah, man.
Florida's not safe. Florida's an adult state, you fucks. Don't come here if you're a little immature little fuck that needs to be babysat.
You gotta watch your kids.
I was gonna ask you guys if you guys want to go to Universal too.
I do want to go to Universal around Halloween or something. Baby. Yeah, but
my son's staying home. He ain't going.
It's just jacked, man. I fucking hate that shit though. I hate the fact that it's like, man, you guys, like, you're like, oh man, they're giving these kids some fucking some promise to be like stars and shit like that, and then it's like.
No, there's a hidden
agenda.
There
got to be a fucking hidden agenda. There got to be like some type of, oh, let me touch you a little bit. Like, no, they don't have to be, man.
It's happening at Fox News, right? The Murdoch thing, the owner of Fox, how he was fucking literally abusing all these poor news women, right?
Yeah.
So it's happening there with adult fucking females. Why wouldn't it be happening like anything dealing with any kind of kid actors? 100%. FBI, please start doing your fucking job and investigate them and lock them the fuck up. And judges, do us a favor and put them to jail for a long time. At least the equivalent of how long you're putting people together with weed.
Well, the weed thing is changing. The weed thing is changing, so we got to change that up.
Meth,
that's what it is. That's what we need.
At least the equivalent of a meth thing, right? Meth.
Yeah.
Because meth is all up there, too. Meth and opioids and all that shit. So
the shit is fucking.
You go to Orlando, be on the lookout. You know, pills are everywhere. Mm-hmm. You need it.
Watch your kids and join a fucking union if you're gonna get your kids into some acting. Because if you don't know any laws,
that'd be a good idea.
If you don't know any laws,
just don't fucking put your kid in Hollywood, man.
Or just don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, just wait until you're an adult.
Do you need why can't cartoons entertain the kids? Why does it have to be live action? Why do you have to see other kids that look like your kid but not like your kid, that's older than your kid, playing your kid's age, doing stupid kid shit?
Yeah.
But they're way older, like 15, 16, and yet they're playing like a 10-year-old. Fucking dumb, man.
We could do that. We can go back to the age of 23, 24-year-olds or 30-year-old playing high school kids.
Riverdale, right? Riverdale.
High school kids like, Starship Troopers. All those people were like over 25.
Oh, dude.
Playing high school students.
Trying to hide that fucking hairline.
Five o'clock shadow.
Why are these grown-ass men wearing bangs? Like, it's trying to hide that hairline. By
the way, the fucking lead of that movie, he signed that letter for that Peck dude. We were fucking talking about that shit before the pod. Like, he was one of the people who signed the letter for that Peck guy.
Well, you know.
And in his favor, which was like.
Starship Troopers, there's a lot of weird, questionable stuff going on in that movie, is it not?
Yeah, but it's part of the movie. It's part of
But at least they're all adults.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. All right. You know what?
That whole shit is...
That's where we cross the line, right? That's where we're drawing the line. Weird, creepy shit, probably going, they're all adults. You can speak up, right? Any woman that is trapped in a fucking room where a guy's on the other side masturbating vigorously, you can speak up.
It's a problem. That right? is a fucking problem.
You can speak up.
That I didn't ask that question. I didn't ask it like it was a question like, that's a problem? No. I'm saying it like, no, that is a problem.
That's a fucking problem.
That is a fucking problem.
So I think, yeah, in general, everybody just needs to be like
just be aware.
If you weren't aware of it already, Corey Haim, right? He was one of the kids that got abused. Corey Feldman has been talking about Corey Haim and why he committed suicide. Because nobody would believe
him. Did he really commit suicide?
I thought Corey it was a Haim. Drug overdose.
Sorry, drug overdose. Committed suicide. Did you have me on the fucking film? You've had me film doing this. That's where you put heroin. That's where you put heroin in your face. Put heroin in your face.
I thought you were doing Botox. That's what he I Botoxed
thought.
To death.
I thought he would shoot himself. And then he shoot himself in his underarm. Baby, pow, pow, pow. You're like, who does that? Oh, my God, man.
But, yeah, there's a bunch of weird shit, man. Like, if you go to Hollywood, just you're going to get raped.
Either financially or physically.
For sure.
Maybe both.
Maybe both.
Maybe both.
Maybe both.
Hopefully not. But yeah, hopefully everybody's on more on the lookout.
I mean,
that's what I'm hoping is going to come from all of this. Is that
no? There's more control on set. Fucking human resources is present on set. Yeah. Like
now they got human resources on set and shit like that. And since the Me Too movement, it's like I champion this because it's like it's more present. Like it's there. And now people were like, the people who were like sketchy and shit like that, now there's more light on it. So now they got to hide more in the shadows, which basically shows them who they really are and shit like that. So now like there's more room for people who are potential victims, I guess, to actually voice themselves, which is like, it's got to be champion for that shit.
See something, say something.
Yeah. And I know people on set be, you know, playing around with that kind of shit.
And protection on the parents that want to say something that they're not going to be retaliated against for saying something.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because that's the thing is that a lot of these parents were afraid that they were going to be blacklisted just because they opened their mouth. No, there's protection. Like, thank you. Thank you mm-hmm. for coming forward. You know, you still have a shot at the next show and stuff like that. Like,
and even if you are blacklisted, like, fuck it, maybe that industry is just not for you. Do something else.
There was that one actor that was interviewed. He even said, like, my mom.
That's when they were in New York.
Opened her big mouth, got me booted off, and he had to deal with a bunch of other shit, right?
Yeah.
Personal
yeah.
stuff.
He had to deal with that.
He probably avoided getting raped, man. Yeah, man.
He did. I think the way that he was talking about his mom was like, it was kind of like
But they didn't want to bring him back because of his mom, because his mom, they thought that his mom was problematic when really, bro, she was just voicing what a mom should be doing.
No, like, she was problematic because the moment you show resistance, you're not going to work out anymore.
Yeah.
What was that? You don't have a dad? Oh, okay. Your mom, she works a lot, huh? Yeah, you can definitely. We have plenty. We obviously have somebody that's here. Other kids are kind of similar to you. Yeah, you guys can be fine. Listen, Amanda, I need to go talk to you. We need to go over some lines real quick. Go into my office. Dude, man. Or with the other little girl with the mom that the guy sent the fucking the nude picture.
Yeah.
Dude. See, but she didn't. She no husband. Notice no husband.
Yeah.
No husband. As soon as there's a fucking husband and then broken homes, right? No broken home. No, the kid ain't fucking making it. There's two parents involved. No fucking way this is coming. Broken home. Yes. Now we can fucking have them both fighting against each other. That's what they did. They just turned her. Because unfortunately, this is going to sound really sexist. If you're a feminist, you should probably tune out right now. We really appreciate you. And but, you know, women are more fucking impressionable, man. Look at the advertising system. Like, it dominates women. Women, you guys are dominated so hard by advertising.
You know, I was crazy. Thinking about the moment in a documentary where Drake's father read about the Nickelodeon thing and that guy, that Peck dude, and he was like, he was talking to Drake and he was like, oh, thank God, you know, I told your mom and stuff about that guy before this happened. And then that's when he found out that yeah, that kid
is the victim.
That was him. And he was like, huh. And motherfucker broke down in tears. I would have been so fucking angry. I'd have been quiet. I'd be like, huh.
I'd have been crazy furious with the mom.
Turned into a vigilante.
Bro, you remember that there was that guy in the 1970s who he was hanging out by the phones, and the guy who raped his daughter was passing by, and then he shot the guy in the back of the head.
Yeah.
I would have done that shit, bro. I would have like it's gonna happen. Like, bro, boom.
You're getting taken out, man. There's no
Oh my God, dude. I'm like, oh shit. He did that to you? I'm going to have to put this motherfucker down.
There's nobody in their right mind that would think, I can go ahead and do this to somebody else's child and nothing's going to happen to me. That thought shouldn't fucking exist in this reality. If you do something horrible to somebody else's child,
bro,
you're getting dealt with. This bullshit about, oh, no, the law. No, man, I'm sorry, man.
The
law,
like,
has a lot of outs, man. This guy, yeah, the law worked. He went in for 16 months and it was out.
Bro, that whole shit was like...
Because people wrote fucking letters. Letter? What the fuck is a letter, dude? Right? Because they have stature in the community? That's fucking joke, man. And then all those pieces of shit that showed up and were on his side during the court, fuck every single one of them, man. Like, there should be a picture, and that picture should be blown up, and there should be a bunch of circles with names, and just don't ever support anything that person does, man. They were wrong in that. But they're awesome actors, though, right? So you gotta watch the movie.
Are they, though?
Awesome, you know.
Well, they fell out of Hollywood because they haven't acted in fucking years.
I hope they continue to fall.
And with that, I think we should end the podcast. Let me play us back to something right here.
So we're gonna save the review for Dune.
Oh,
let's keep it separate. Let's keep it separate. I don't want to taint Dune with all this negativity.
Yeah, we can review Ghostbusters next weekend. Yeah. And Dune.
We definitely do that. Hell yeah. Oh, and hopefully we get to see that Immaculate.
Yeah.
That'll be pretty good fucking movie. Oh, and Interview with the Devil. I gotta fucking watch that movie. The premise is pretty good. Oh my God, what was the show? A night talk show that they summon the devil. And then they're having an interview with the devil through different people who are on set who are possessed by the devil and shit like that.
Hmm. That's fucked.
It is.
Those people are dead.
Yeah. It looks like, and the whole premise of it looks like it came out like in the 80s, the whole film and stuff. It's from Shudder, but it's only in theaters now.
You know, it's crazy, though, just so you know. They got this idea from a Rick and Morty sketch on one of the interstellar dimension TV things. There's a guy that looks like he's doing stand-up, but it's actually the devil, and he's calling demons. Hey, demons, come over here and kick that guy's ass. Now so-and-so come out here, and there's all these things appearing because that guy's actually the Antichrist.
Pretty funny. And, I think that's pretty much it, yo. We're about to go see Ghostbusters with some peoples. I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. I've been Pat.
This is Kev.
This is Josh.
And we've been us, and y'all been y'all. I hope everybody had a ball. Catch you next week, and keep your buttholes tight, and keep your kids close to you. And don't forget, stay Second Amendment.
Butthole.